Welcome to another sermon podcast from Central Presbyterian Church in Atlanta, Georgia. This episode will feature a sermon delivered by the Reverend Gary Charles. His sermon is based on Psalm 146 and is entitled Hallelujah. Hear now from the sanctuary of Central Presbyterian Church on the 5th of June, 2016, the third Sunday after Pentecost, the Reverend Gary Charles.
Common is any voice but your voice, O God, and open the words of your holy word and write them upon our hearts. In Christ's name, amen. Our scripture reading this morning is Psalm 146 that begins in the Hebrew, Hallelujah, and the English, Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will sing praise to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God all my life long. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortals, in whom there is no help. When their breath departs, they return to the earth. On that very day, their plans perish. Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers, upholds the orphans and the widow, but the way of the wicked the Lord brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Holy wisdom, holy word. Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, who is our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, the times, they are a-changing. Next Sunday, I will preach my final sermon as your pastor. And next month, Sally Ann completes her three-year tenure as pastor in residence. And midsummer, Tammy Klein, our church accountant, will begin her off-site work for Central from balmy Wisconsin. The times, they are a-changing. So bring on Psalm 146, the first of the five hallelujah psalms that close out the Psalter. Listen well and you'll hear the toe-tapping, attitude-adjusting, downright joyful rhythms of Psalm 146. Whether it's the English, Praise the Lord, or the Hebrew, Hallelujah, Psalm 146 is a sweet, joyful psalm that calms the troubled soul or the anxious congregation. Well, in the words of Mr. Gershwin, it ain't necessarily so. Listen carefully, and this psalm resists all of our attempts to make it sentimental slush. Just ask the embattled Christians who sang Psalm 146 when fascist fires were burning in the village of Barmen. Throughout Germany, the Third Reich had created its own church of those who called themselves German Christians. They pledged loyalty to the Führer and loyalty to Jesus. Their religious patriotism left all other Germans who claimed to be Christians looking delinquent in their faith and suspect in their patriotism. So in late May of 1934, these embattled Lutheran and Reformed and evangelical Christians produced what is called the Theological Declaration of Barmen. It's in our church's constitution, our book of confessions, and the Barmen Declaration announces ultimate allegiance to God in Christ and to no other, certainly to no human ruler. In a banner that was created at Barmen, a swastika is crossed out, and the Christian cross rises out of it, protesting against the Nazi tyranny and the effort of any leader to take the place of God. The banner also has a flaming fire that's at the base of the cross, symbolizing the suffering and death of those who defend the faith and foreshadowing the suffering and death of many of the signers of that Barmen Declaration. They sang Psalm 146 at that conference in Barmen, not because they needed some calm in their turbulent, changing time. They sang hallelujah because praise the Lord has far more theological substance to it than those pesky born-again folks who repeat those words again and again like a pietistic mantra. There is something world-shattering about singing praise the Lord that gets lost in so many insipid praise songs that litter much of Christian so-called contemporary worship. You can summarize Psalm 146 in one succinct, short sentence. Trust God, not human rulers. That is why Jews and Christians have sung this song over and over again for centuries. We sing it to remember to whom we pledge our allegiance. We sing it to remember that in God we trust is more than something to stamp on our coins. We sing it in ordinary times, and we sing it in times of transition to remember that what remains constant is the faithfulness of God. It was just days before the end of the Civil War, and Abraham Lincoln had traveled to Richmond, Virginia to celebrate the end of the war, and no sooner had the presidential party reached the landing, writes Doris Kearns Goodwin, than Lincoln was surrounded by a small group of black laborers, and they were shouting, "Bless the Lord, here is the great Messiah. Glory, hallelujah." First one and then several others fell on their knees, and Lincoln said, "Don't kneel to me." His voice was full of emotion. He said, "That is not right. You might kneel to God only and thank God for the liberty you will hereafter enjoy." Every Sunday, when ushers return the tape to the table with a morning offering, you and I sing some version of Psalm 146, a doxology, a song of praise to God. We do it Sunday after Sunday because singing is our vocation. It's our duty. It's our delight, writes Walter Brueggemann. We name this staggering name, and the world becomes open, especially for those on whom it had closed in such deathly ways, the prisoners, the sojourner, the widow, the orphan. The world is sung open. Whenever we come into this sanctuary to get away from it all and to escape all our troubles for a moment, this psalm accosts our silence, shouting, "Hallelujah! Praise the Lord," inviting us to shout that same. That chorus may sound like it belongs in an evangelical tent revival, but it is actually the music of a march, of a revolution. Sing this song, and God's world is sung wide open. Sing this song, and you might just shout hallelujah when young McCabe is baptized in a few minutes, washed by the cleansing waters of baptism. Sing this song, and you might just shout louder than all of those get tough political cliches around today until our nation spends more money caring for the poor than imprisoning them. Sing this song, and you might just shout over a host of political why nots until every child, legal and illegal, wealthy or poor, black or Latino, Asian or white, has access to good health care, and that includes good mental health care. Tucked away at the close of Psalm of the 150 Psalms, Psalm 146 begins an avalanche of hallelujahs. Each psalm builds upon the other until we cannot help but sing hallelujah. We sing Psalm 146, and God's world is sung open. Hallelujah. The hungry find a banquet table set for them. Hallelujah. The thirsty taste of living water that is never in short supply. Hallelujah. The outcasts find homes where walls are torn down and bridges are built. Hallelujah. Impoverished inner city schools are the ones that get the best facilities and the finest teachers. Hallelujah. Women are not abused, children are not molested, and teens are not sold as sex workers on the street. Hallelujah. People do not sleep in shelters, even the central night shelter, but sleep in decent, affordable housing. Hallelujah. Psalm 146 is not a calming song to sing in the face of even more transitions at Central, but it is the song that Central has been singing for decades. And so I say, keep singing that song. And no matter the transition or the turmoil, you will sing the world, God's world, wide open. A world where people know or they discover that God is good
all the time.
Hallelujah.
We're glad you joined us for this podcast from Central Presbyterian Church. Central is a welcoming congregation of the Presbyterian Church USA, located in downtown Atlanta, across from the state capitol. For more information about the life, work, and ministries of Central Presbyterian, we invite you to visit our website at cpcatlanta.org. We also invite you to join us for worship and Sunday school and experience this exciting and diverse body of believers that seeks to be bearers of God's love and justice in the world. Thanks again for listening.